A regular Commissioners Court this morning. It is Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. We are second floor, Brooks County Courtroom Courthouse. If this is an open meeting, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, let us begin with roll call. Commissioner Precinct 1?
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Imelda Barrera, Brooks County Judge, along with the County Auditor's Office and the County Clerk's Office. Let us begin with public comments at this time. Line item 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for this opportunity. I'm John Kirtley from Dallas. I'm a lawyer with the law firm of Ferrer, Burrow, and Wandsboro. And we're here to discuss briefly the opioid epidemic and how we could help counties recoup some of their money that they've had to expend due to the marketing negligence and marketing habits of the drug companies and the negligence of the distributors. Many of you have heard of opioids. We hear about it almost every day now. It's a crisis in our nation, and it's affecting the counties. You've heard of such drugs as codeine, fentanyl, hydrocodone, Demerol, methadone, OxyContin, and Percocet, just to name a few. These are very powerful drugs that cause morphine-like effects on people, and they get highly addicted to them. The problem is they were originally prescribed for short-term use, but then several years ago, the manufacturers started marketing them for long-term use. That's on one end. That's where they did wrong on one end. On the other end, the distributors, like CVS and other people who are involved, they have an obligation under federal law to report suspected activities of prescription drugs, any prescription drugs, much less opioids. Try and go buy Sudafed at one drugstore. I guarantee you they're already going to have that information that you bought Sudafed yesterday if you try and buy another one today, because they take your information. They swipe your driver's license. They didn't do that in this instance. And this has cost taxpayers over the country billions of dollars, and I'm certain that, and I've got a handout for you there that shows how this has affected Brooks County in particular. It's a one-page little handout. And, you know, when you think about it, such things as emergency medical services, hospital, inpatient and outpatient care, rehabilitation, drug counseling and therapy, indigent care and burial expenses, higher judiciary-related and public defender expenses, higher incarceration rates and related expenses, and the medical examiner's expenses go up. The number of drug overdose deaths have increased in Brooks County about 700 to 800% over the last 16 years, and those are included in the notes that I handed out to you. Our firm has teamed up with the law firm. Our firm is Ferrer, Perot, and Wandsboro. We're in Dallas, and we have extensive drug and pharmaceutical litigation experience. We have over 40 years of combined experience between the two firms. We've had hundreds of thousands of pharmaceutical cases, and we've had millions and if not the billions of dollars in drug settlements. So we're here in Brooks County, going around to various other counties throughout the United States to try and assist counties to recover the money that they have lost and help out the taxpayers on that. We have a contract which I've left with Judge Barrera, and it's a contingency fee contract, meaning we're not going to send you a bill every month for our services. If we're not successful, we get zero. You'll owe us nothing for attorney's fees or expenses. We could have spent $1 million in forensic accounting expert fees, and if we get zero, you'd owe us nothing. It's that simple. But if we do get a recovery, our recovery is a percentage of what we recover. Basically, it's a graduated fee. It starts out at 25% of the first $10 million, and it goes down to 5% of $25 million plus. So the more you recover, the less percentage we get, and then our expenses come out of that too, any recovery. I didn't realize I wasn't on the agenda until I got here, so I appreciate the time for public comments. If there are any questions, I'm happy to answer them. I left a video brochure with the county attorney, since I don't think he's here today, or I was told he wasn't going to be here. And I'm happy to answer any questions, or Matt Daniel, who is one of the partners in our firm back in Dallas, he can answer any questions as well.
Okay. What we'll do is we'll put this on the agenda as a regular agenda item. Can you hear me?
Okay.
For the next agenda, and then we'll go from there. But excellent presentation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Would you like for me to reappear? Or?
I'd like to get with Bobby, because we've had a discussion on this already, and I think that we could probably do something later on. Bobby is our indigent. You want to kind of tell him what you do? And we've had this discussion before. That's why.
Okay. And I will tell you that a motion has been filed with the federal judicial panel for multi-district litigation, and next month when they meet in St. Louis, they're going to consider whether to consolidate the cases into one federal court. So this, you know, this we could get in on the ground floor.
I got an email the other day from IHS on the same thing. There's been a couple of counties already that have filed lawsuits against them up in the Houston area. I know that when we took over the program, we stopped that. We had an epidemic at one time. Those of you that have been here know who I'm talking about. Our current mandated provider does not give out any type of opioids. He does prescribe Tramadol maybe once or twice, and then that's it. So we have nipped it in the behind, but we could recoup some of those funds because we spent lots of money on pharmaceuticals, and it was running rampant. It really was. So we have a good hold on it right now, and you know, I'd like to visit with him, and I can provide some figures from the data that we have already.
All right.
And I will add that no doctors will be sued.
Okay.
So. Well, good, because we only have one.
No, I'm just saying, some people are concerned about that. There's a local aspect of it. No doctor will be sued for legal and practical reasons. So.
Okay. Well, if we can recoup some money, that would be great. Okay, well, thank you again, Mr. Science.
Thank you for your time.
We'll move forward on this. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Any other public comments?
Hi there, Your Honor, gentlemen, ladies. It's nice to meet you. My name is Stephanie Roth. I am with Allegiant EMS, and we are interested in potentially submitting a bid for the RFP that is going to be coming out soon to serve the community with emergency medical service. A little bit about the company. We, in the South area, we have from Austin, Georgetown, San Antonio, down through Corpus. Our 911 areas in the Corpus area include Rockport in Aransas County, Portland, and Nueces County, the ESD6. We're familiar with the area. We had been in the Valley about a little over a year ago. We concentrated our forces in our community service within the Corpus area and a little further north at this time. We are very involved with our community that we serve. We had a big presence during the hurricane, obviously, with Rockport being one of our main 911 areas. We had a huge presence in there. We also like to work with the first responders in the area and the PD department. We usually have AEDs that we provide to the police department and the first responders, and we also continue with the education of CPR classes and first aid. That way we ensure that everyone in the community that is a public servant that can go out and be able to help at any time and also help the community. So thank you for having us here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Any other public comments? Superintendent's move along to agenda number, line item two, approval of regular special commissioners' court minutes, September 12, 2017, and September 19, 2017. Any questions on those?
No.
No? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Second?
Second.
Second by Olivares and Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Approval of bills and claims and payroll.
All right. Good morning.
Morning.
Y'all should have the bills in front of you. We only had one big bill. That's our last payment to the appraisal district for $28,043.75 for the fourth quarter. The rest are regular bills we usually have. I'd like to bring your attention to page number 7. We have in a general fund total bills of $63,629.81. Golden Bridge, $17,467.20. Total all funds, $81,146.46. And these figures are not reflective of the balance we have for any balance. We have in any balance of $1.146 million, $1 million, I'm sorry. So once we get approved, this will be deducted from that ending balance. I told the court we have $1 million left at the end of the year. We will have a little bit more than $1 million, so it's good. That's it for the bills and claims. The payroll, I guess I sent y'all, Ms. Katie sent y'all a copy of the salaries. Y'all should have that in front of you. That's a breakdown of the new salaries. Gives you it semi-monthly and yearly. I was unaware that the payroll was going to be on here. Which
that's something new that we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't know how we want to handle that, or you have a breakdown of all the total salaries, what we pay per semi per month, so I guess you can approve it here.
I think, yeah, that whatever you think that would work for them to.
Sure, I mean, this is a true figure of what people are getting
on a yearly basis.
Yeah.
This is something new that came up, and we have to do it apparently. You know how that goes. Okay. I know we don't have sometimes we have commissioner's court before, two or three days before payroll, so we're going to have to work that out somehow. But okay, that's fine. Just approval of the payroll, that's it. Basically, everyone.
Unless you just want to approve the monthly, you know, because it shows you both semi, which is two, every 15, 30, and monthly here. So if we don't have one, we don't have a court before at the end of the month payroll, I guess maybe it can be approved here. It's new to us.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you all the information.
Okay.
So I can know. And then by the next 2 weeks, we'll be okay.
Okay.
All right. Any comments? Suggestions?
No.
I have a motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza, second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 4, approved treasurer's monthly. I'm sorry. Line item 5, approved auditor's monthly report.
All right. You also should have that in front of you. We brought in $22,205.88 for our health, use, and sales tax. We got a comparison purpose. Below that shows how much it fluctuates every month. We had one new employee, Mary Alice Longoria, hired as full-time on 8/4/2017. That's all the information I got from the treasurers until a later date.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza. Second?
Second.
Second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Line item 4, approve treasurer's monthly report.
Okay, under JP's offices, JP1, $16,057.01. JP2, $133,550.31. JP3, $79,491.85. JP4, $14,370.33.
Excuse me. On JP number 3, you said how much?
Oh, $72,000?
Right. Yes. 72, not 79.
Okay. $72,491.85. JP4, $14,370.33. County Clerk, $4,243. District Clerk, $5,374. Tax Assessor and Collector, $26,355.70. For a total of $272,442.20. The distribution of monies as follows. General Fund received $160,944.53. The Road and Bridge received $5,650.86. The Certificate of Obligation, Interest and Sinking, $1,506.83. Certificate of Obligation Series 2011, $412.05. The Certificate of Obligation Series 2013, $1,292.90. State fees, $84,320.37. Record preservation, $1,016. Our Courthouse Security Fund, $3,874.93. Code and Traffic, $3,068.30. Law Library, $210. Justice Support Technology, $3,834.53. Delinquent Fees, $6,290.90. Appellate Judicial, $20 equals to the amount of $272,442.20. Other monies received. State transfer, state fees transfer, $36,714.72. Our GEO county share is $18,456. So the totals between those two numbers are $55,170.72. Health use sales tax, $22,205.88. So we're going to have an ending balance of approximately $1,146,108.48. That's approximate. Under the Road and Bridge, we're going to have a balance of $570,000 approximately. And all our CDs have been cashed in because at the end of the year, this is normally done. It's part of a procedure. You close the books out, and you transfer everything in. And that concludes the report. So as August was saying,
I have a question for you, sir. Certificates of obligation last month, We just had one CD cashed in, and then this month of 9/9/2017, we cashed about a total of five. If we're doing well in the general fund, why do we cash all these CDs?
Because it's the end of the year, right, August?
So in the near future, so we're going to be doing that. We can have so much money at the bank, and then at the beginning of October the 1st, or before that, we're going to be doing this.
It's normally done every year. We put them in CDs so we can earn interest.
We're talking so much money that we transfer to the general fund, plus we transfer from the Road and Bridge. Road and Bridge is doing so well without us cashing CDs from the Road and Bridge. My question is, why is it that we keep this?
Because we're closing the books out for the end of the year.
Okay, so all these monies went to the general fund to add more money to the general fund, and then plus another 500,000 to the Road and Bridge. So now we can start October the 1st.
Start fresh.
100%.
Yeah.
Right. So we have to pull them out at the before September is over so they can do
Now, if we're let the CPA before he starts doing his auditing, because every year he's going to, I mean, he's going to do the auditing for the Treasury Department, your department, and other departments. Why is it that you, both of you all get together and say, okay, look, this is how much we have at the general fund at the bank. This is how much we have for the road and bridge. So he can add those figures to his audit process that he's doing, and then he can come and to present that to us. Because, I mean, that's what he does. He comes to us and presents, this is your beginning balance, and this is your ending balance. Am I right or wrong, sir? I mean, because, I mean, why are we going to get this money out of the CDs? Because the first thing we say, if we're doing good, why are we going to get them out? Because, I mean, in my mind, I'm just set in a way saying, we're not going to mess with the CDs at all because we're doing good. Now, on payroll, we cash a few.
Yeah, during the year.
Right. I'm okay with that.
This is an accounting. It's an accounting procedure, as I said.
Well, yeah. Yeah. You know, okay, for us to be more aware of this, can you or August show me where it says that we have to do that? You know, in black and white. I want to see something in writing saying that we have to do this every year at the beginning, October the 1st. We have to get all the CDs out, put them in the general fund, plus on the road and bridge. Can you guys share that information with me, August? Okay, sir. Thank you.
And so that completes the presentation.
Any other questions, suggestions,
no.
Comments? All right. We have a motion to approve the treasurer's monthly report.
Motion
by Olivares, second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 6, approved county foreman's monthly report.
Morning.
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 Morning. Okay, last month it was same thing we do, except the garbage truck was taken to Corpus Christi freight liner, a new engine was installed. Work was also done to the air conditioning of that unit. The truck was transferred October 1st to the landfill. The road and bridge department will no longer do household garbage pickup. We also assisted the city. They were cleaning up the Cibola Creek off of Travis Road. A couple of guys went and assisted them with cutting some trees. Everything else is the same. And we did have a safety meeting that was held on September 19th. And that's about it. Everything else is the same, month in, month out.
Any questions?
David, how are we doing in Mrs. Gloria's precinct, County Road 107A, sir? There's always complaints in that county road. 107A.
Oh, going to Hebron?
On 25, sir.
Yeah, we haven't gone that way yet. We're waiting for all this rain to pass. It's supposed to rain again today. We're going to start on those roads. Now that we're not doing the garbage, we're going to start this way, coming this way during the time.
How about in Yard Bennett on 3066?
3066, we already did the patching on that. We're doing 406. They got halfway down 406. We still need a little bit more, but with all this rain, it stops the patching process.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Derek, what was that question Tony had asked you about putting an address over there to build Venom to that house by itself? The address to that house over there on Milk Bennett. They wanted an address in front of the house. Do you know anything about that, Bobby? But over there in Milk Bennett, they wanted an address for a house, but they couldn't get it because it was at a ranch.
They need to come back to my office. What we do with those is we use the address to the gate in front of the main road.
You want
to
put something in front of the gate with an address?
We did.
No.
We usually provide them with a letter that says this is your physical 911 address, and it has a property description and then coordinates for it, and then it's up to them to put it. Law requires for them to have it in front of all residents. In the city, it's a minimum of 3 inches, and out in the country, a minimum of 4 inches. It has to be reflected so that the emergency services providers can find the residents where they're going to.
But if they have questions, refer them to me, and I'll be more than happy to get them an address or see what we can do for it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Bobby. Any questions?
Any other questions?
No, sir.
All right. Motion to approve the county foreman's monthly report. Motion by Vargas, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 7, approved tax assessor collector's chief deputy's monthly report.
Morning.
Morning.
This is the monthly disbursed totals for September 2017. In the county road and bridge ad valorem tax, we have a total of $24,126.81. Our from the market remittance is $2,228.89. Our attorney fees collected for the month of September is $4,779.41. We had interest of $9.50. We had a total of 3 tax certificates for $30, and we had 3 NSFs that were paid at $30. And our total county remittance is $26,355.70. And the second report is for our current collections. So right now for the general fund, we are at 93.98%, almost 94, so that would be the percentage for our collection. Any questions?
Any questions?
No.
No. Do you have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares and Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
I'm sorry? For the whole year? We're only required to do a monthly report, but if you want to do a yearly report, hold on, hold on. Line item 8,
yes.
Approved monthly reports submitted by all GPs 1 through 4, also County Library. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, I wanted to give the grand total to the Commissioner's Court of the money that we collected for the year, and that was $1,344,577.20. Okay, I wanted to do that. I'm not going to read the monthly reports because you already got them, but
right.
That's how much we collected for the year. Okay, thank you all
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Did y'all review the other reports? Any
yes,
questions
ma'am.
On those?
No.
Do I have a motion to approve line item 8? Motion by Vargas, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, let's go to line item 30. Discuss, consider an act in hiring advertising for a part-time agenda clerk to prepare the Commissioner's Court agenda. This was previously tabled on September 19,
2017.
Discussion?
Most. Well, we're going to have to hire somebody. Yes, I know that the county clerk's office has been helping us, but it is a lot of work, and we do need to advertise and hire. So that is my motion. Anybody else have anything to say?
Mr. Libares, Commissioner Libares has a question.
Have we made any effort to talk to the judge or the administrative assistant to find a way to compensate her instead of spending the $15,000?
We can't hear you. Speak up. Get closer.
Have we approached the judge or the administrative assistants as if there's a way to compensate the administrative assistant instead of spending the $15,000? Find a way for her to go ahead and take back the agenda.
Well, they didn't want it anymore.
It's not that we didn't want it. There was in actuality, the county judge's office does not need to prepare the agenda, nor does the commissioner. I mean, nor does the county clerk's office. So it's up to the commissioner's court to decide who they want to assign or who, if they want to hire. If you want to hire someone, no problem. Do I have a motion to hire, advertise for hiring a part-time agenda clerk?
Right here, Judge.
All right. Motion made by Martinez. Second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion
aye. Approved.
Nay?
I'm sorry. Two nays. Two nays and three ayes. Motion carries. All right. 31, discuss, consider an act on painting and replacing tile at the Judicial Annex Building. Beto is not here. Has anyone spoken with Beto?
I'm still going to approve this line item 31. I'm not going to wait for the supervisor, so I'm going to sure. make a motion to approve of it.
I second it.
Let me do a formality. Do I have a motion to approve? Motion by Commissioner Martinez, second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye. To approve?
Vargas, sorry. Motion to approve, yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. 32, discuss, consider act, and possibly act on approval of extension request on the county Texas CDBG 7215075 wastewater improvement grant. And this is just an extension on the grant that they have been working on. Were you able to review the application? Okay, do I have any questions?
I have some questions, but I know the representative that does the grant, she's not here, but I don't know if the...
This is an ongoing grant.
Yeah, I understand, okay. But I was hoping that she would be here to answer, you know, a couple of my questions, but I don't know if the commissioner number two wants to approve of this or we can, whatever he wants to do. That's his precinct.
Yeah, we'll wait for Grant Works.
Well, this is the thing that we have a deadline.
I understand you.
Okay.
But
just
I'm,
let you
I'm
know.
Asking the
so
the
you're asking for what? The table or what?
No. I'm just asking if he has any questions or he wants to get with the grant writer on this or we can approve of it. So what do you want to do?
Go ahead and approve it.
We'll just go ahead and approve it.
Okay. Yeah. Do I have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Okay, motion by Martinez. Second?
Second.
Second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. 33, discuss, consider an act on annual verification confirmation for indigent health care. Help. Bobby Sainz.
Good morning. Every year we're required to report to DHS what services we're going to be providing and if we're providing indigent health services. If you look at the pamphlet that I just gave you all, section 61.02 of the Health and Safety Code said that these are the required things that we have to provide. So primary services, immunization, medical screenings, annual physicals, inpatient and outpatient hospital services, rural health services, laboratory and x-ray services, family planning, physician services, and payment for no more than 3 prescription drugs per month, and skilled nursing facility services regardless of the patient's ages. Those are required, okay? Then on the second page, section 61.0285, optional health care services. These are services that we can provide if the court chooses to do so. Ambulatory surgical care centers, these are your outpatient services. Diabetic and colostomy medical supplies and equipment, durable medical equipment, home and community health care services, social work services, psychological counseling services, Services provided by physicians, assistants, nurse practitioners, certified nurses, midwives, clinical nurse specialists, and certified registered nurse anesthesiologists. Dental care, vision care, services provided by federal qualified health care centers, that would be your community action. Emergency medical services, physician and occupational therapy services, and any other appropriate health care services identified by the department rules that may be determined to be cost effective. So at this time, I'm asking if we can approve the basic health care services. And I want to pay particular attention to line item 13. The reports I've been getting from the CDC and from some of the other indigent health care providers that I've been talking to, everyone is concerned about the flu, and the flu season is beginning to start off with us. So I'd like to add optional. It's up to the client if they want the flu shot. The flu shot costs us, well, our cost, he bills us $35, and then our cost probably be around $12 to $15 per person. But what that will do is it'll immunize those people, and hopefully they don't come to us if they have to go see the doctor to get the flu shot or taking care of a flu. So it's just a preventive measure that we can add. The other one that I want to also bring to y'all's attention is the diabetic and colostomy medication supplies and equipment. We do have a very high percentage of our clients that are diabetic patients. Our goal is to get these people better, to get them off our program. But it's kind of hard for them to test with their test strips every day. So we've partnered with Texas A&M. They do have a diabetic program that's going on. We try to get them samples. But if they can't, what we've been doing with our other high-cost medicines is we'll provide the meter and the strips for 1 month, and that gives us time to get them into a diabetic training class that they offer monthly at no cost to them here in the county. If they continue with the county, every 3 months they get another glucometer, but they get the strips. The strips are what's expensive for each of the clients. So if they stay enrolled in the program, then they'll cover the medications. They will cover most of the medications. They will cover the cost of the meter itself plus the test strips. So I'm asking if we can, if the need arises that they don't have a glucometer, that we can provide them with one and 1 month's supply of strips until we can get them into a diabetic class. After that, then it's up to them. You know, if they don't comply with what we're asking them to do, then we don't need to provide that for them. Again, that's one of those preventive cares to try to get them to see where they're trending so we can get that information back to the doctor so that they can adjust the medications left and right. On our high-cost medicines, like I said, we teamed up with Mrs. Trevino and her program. We try to get them the medications either through samples until we can get her on the program, but if push comes to shove, then we provide 1 month of the high-cost medicine. Some of those medicines, like the Tresibo, which is an insulin pen, that's $5,000 a month for that particular medicine. It's $1,000 a pen. They come in packs of five. They will not break a pack apart. So it usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks to get her through the paperwork for her program. We get with the doctors. We get the samples. We give it to them, and then we'll, you know, get them on the medication.
You can get the meter samples too?
We're working on trying to get some of the meter samples ourselves too so that we can provide those. Like I said, we're trying to keep the cost down. We're doing a lot of research. Since last year to this year, we've saved a lot of money teaming up with HEB. We've also teamed up, like I said, with Texas A&M Health Science Center through their medication assistance program. And now they're offering the diabetes and they're offering the asthma classes. So those are things that, you know, we're working with. Like I said, Ms. Lana and I work very well together. It's very convenient for us to be across from each other because we always have questions about our clients and we can get them where they need to go.
Very good.
Any questions?
No, sir.
Do I have a motion to approve the basic annual, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Basic indigent healthcare, yes.
So include flu shots and diabetic and colostomy medical supply?
Yes, just for 1 month. Now, the colostomies, that one, we can exclude colostomies. I would just say diabetics, because colostomies, those can get real expensive. We don't have any clients on colostomies right now, but you never know.
So diabetic?
Just the diabetes, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
For 1 month, but contingent that they comply with what we're asking them to do, attend the classes and everything else. If they don't, then we will not provide it for them anymore.
Any other questions? Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Line item 34, discuss, consider an act on line item transfer 1,940.62 from 501204008101 official payroll to 501204008103 administrative assistant, and that's under my budget. This is the 5% that I've wanted, that I've been wanting to give her for since probably, I don't know, since September, October, September. Any questions?
October?
September.
September?
Yes. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion. Do you have a second?
Judge, you know, I didn't have a problem giving her the your 5% or whatever, because she was doing a real good job with the agenda.
Uh-huh.
And that was the reason that I said I don't have a problem giving her your 5%, because she was doing an outstanding job with it. But now we're here. We need to hire an agenda clerk. And I don't know. What do you think, Commissioner?
She really looks at you. What is she going
to
do?
I just need a yay or a nay. How many yays do I have? Yay. How many nays?
I'm going to oppose, Justice.
Okay. What are you going to do?
Nay? Nay.
Three nays. Motion does not. No approval for this. Thank you. Line item 35. Discuss, consider an act on the vote entitlement 2017. Fall election appraisal district's director for 2018-2019, and this is through the chief appraiser, Brooks County Appraisal District. I think the one serving right now is Raul Ramirez, ex-county judge, and Gloria Garza. Who would you like to appoint? Do you want to keep them? Do you want to appoint another commissioner? Or
we'll keep them.
Do you have a motion to keep the same individuals?
Right here.
Motion by Vargas, second.
Aye, Judge.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I oppose.
I abstain because I'm on the board.
I oppose. Motion approved. 36, discuss, consider an act on Adam Ogan's contract for 2017-2018 year. Previously tabled on special commissioner's court, August 31st, 2017. Oh, my God, I got that. Go ahead, sorry.
Good morning, Commissioners, Judge. I'm here with the contract. We finally discussed how we're going to operate it. We're going to go with the, if it's okay with you guys, $35,000. And it would add up the hours to 42 hours a month, and it would increase it to 504 man hours per year. So this will give us a little bit more time to work on things without going over. As you know, we went over last year. We just left it the way it is. I came when it was needed, and this should help relieve that.
I before we start with this agenda, I mean, I know we already have, but I know that we budget $25,000 for you.
Yes.
My understanding. Am I correct, commissioners, the auditor? I know it was $25,000.
25? That was last year.
We put 45 in there.
That's right.
45 this year.
It was supposed to be 35, you
said,
because they had
it. Well, the sheriff was going to
touch it. 25 because you're unsure. And this is what I said. I remember saying this. I said, well, we said if the sheriff doesn't go with it, we don't have to do the 10,000 for it. That's what we said.
Yeah, that's
but because 45 I know that is in there.
When you were here the first time, we had a discussion that the sheriff, if he wanted, he was going to add the $10,000
which would make it 40, the 45.
Okay, and then I'm missing, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that part, I left to work on something, and I wasn't informing you guys. Yeah, it was up to 45, and if it didn't work with the sheriff, which we've talked about that, and this is the way that we're all going to work with it this year with the sheriff's office and us, the 35 would work and be able to, you know, give more hours to everybody.
But here again, it doesn't mean that you're going to use those 35,000, right? I mean,
well, it's a $35,000 annual budget, and I put in all the work hours to make that happen, so it's paid every month. I go over,
who's going to be checking your time?
Right now, the auditor's office does. And I can add you guys to the list.
Let's do this.
Okay.
I want to be in charge.
Okay. Here,
myself and patrolling. The commissioners need to be in charge.
Okay.
Okay. So if the court decides to inform me, I'm not going to interfere with your work. I just want to make sure that you are working those hours that and then if you go to the sheriff's department or the auditor's office or the tax office, I want Terry or August to sign out that you are there working so many hours, for us to make sure that you are doing the work for us. I mean, just to keep track of your hours, sir.
Is that in your contract?
No, actually, it's
well,
not.
If it's not in the contract,
well, here again, that's the reason we have a discussion.
But we do provide the information of what we've done the day we're here. So and that's provided.
It's good question, Judge. Yes, I know it's not in the contract.
Okay, well, I think we need to abide by this contract. I don't think we've ever had a problem with you not doing what you're supposed to do.
I'm not saying that, Judge.
Okay. You're not saying that, but you're implying that by stating.
I don't have a problem with Adam at all, period. He has done a job for us, but here again, I think one of the, there's no problem. Anyone can be, the only thing I want just for them to make sure that, because $35,000 is a lot of money for us to pay someone as an ITEC. Really, it is. Because I don't know how much work you're going to have. No. That's the reason I'm saying that if you go to the sheriff department or any department, they just make sure that you're working those hours or not above or beyond just your normal hours that, that your contract says.
That should be no problem, really.
Yes, sir.
Are you okay with that?
That's fine. Absolutely
fine. All right,
fine.
Well, under your contract, you're not obligated to do that.
If that's is some information that's needed, I've got no problem with that.
Yeah, he had a question here. Why am I questioning that, what his request? Because under a contract, we have to go by the contract, not by what Commissioner Court says.
Adam, do you have a problem with it, sir?
No, I really don't.
Thank you.
Well, it's still a contract, though, and y'all have to follow a contract, but... If you're okay with it, okay. Well, yes. I don't think you should be putting extra things in there. It doesn't make sense. You might not have say it, but you implied it. Casting doubt is really not a good thing when you're under contract. But anyway, do I have a motion?
If I can go ahead and state this one thing. One of the things we're going to do, we're going to try to do it last year, it didn't work out. We're going to be doing it this year, is we're going to provide a help desk system. Now, what this help desk does is it actually allows everybody to keep track of what's going on and include employees. So that's something we're going to actually have to install on the server. Emailed in. We're going to request everybody email. If they can't, have somebody else. Or if they really can't, we're going to add that ticket into the help desk system. With that, you'll actually see the hours. If there's any complaint, the employee... such as Terry, let's say, if Terry needs to say, hey, Adam didn't, why aren't you here? She can actually respond to that and say, it's fine or just leave it alone, and it shows the actual hours that we've put in on that project. So we're going to start keeping that. We're doing that for all of our clients. It doesn't state that in the contract, but it's a popular thing. We want to keep it a lot more simple. It is more work. But it's simple in the long run for you guys to be able to view at a live, view of what has actually happened. So you can even log in if you like and see where we've spent money and time on the you know, hours. We can also put in, you know, I'm keeping this as a possibility. We can also put in when we purchase things, you know, that gets approved and say, okay, we've spent this much on this particular product. And it does a lot more things. It helps with inventory, which will help August, get inventory software, hardware, gives us a better count. So that's something we're implementing this year. We're probably going to turn that on next week. It takes a while to get that on the server. We're hoping not to put it on the server. We're going to find another computer to use to actually do that monitoring.
Yes, sir.
All right. Any other questions?
No.
Any other questions? Anyone else?
I'll get with you later.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
Thank you.
You have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Okay. Motion by Martinez. Second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Excuse me, Judge. On item number 35, we have the chief appraiser here, the new chief appraiser.
Oh, well, I didn't.
Yes, and let's meet him.
Hello, sir.
Hi, my name is Danny Garcia, your new chief appraiser. I look forward to working with all you all and the county of Brooks.
Well, welcome.
It's going to be an honor.
I didn't know that. Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're 37, line item 37, discuss, consider an act on the 2018 holiday schedule. Were you all able to review that? Yes, any questions? Do you want to add any more or subtract any holidays?
Are we following the city holidays?
We're probably following the same holiday schedule that's been in place, with the exception of a few from last year and the year before.
Yeah, where's the veterans judge? Is it a Sunday or a Monday?
When's what?
It's on a weekend.
After Christmas Day.
Yeah, they always do Tuesday, I mean, Monday after Christmas Day. Monday, Christmas Eve. So we're off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
You want to table this, and then we'll bring it back in next commissioner's court so y'all can review?
Yes, I will.
All right. That. Motion to table.
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Right here.
By Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 38, discuss, consider an act on interlocal cooperation agreement between Fremont Police Department and Brooks County Sheriff's Office for law enforcement services. Sheriff, Benny? Were y'all able to review the interlocal agreement?
Yes.
Any questions?
Not really, just a standard procedure.
Any questions on that agenda?
No, right, sir.
What's the deal with this? Is just going to partner up with them or what?
Yes, they approached us for assistance on some issues, and it coincides with the investigations that we have.
So you're going to patrol from here to Fremont now?
Oh, no, it has to do nothing with that. It's got to do with investigations.
Oh, okay.
Specifically investigations, nothing, no patrolling.
That's fine.
Any other questions?
No.
Motion to approve by Commissioner Vargas, second.
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, let's go back to line item 9. Discussion of possible approval on the budget line items. End of the year adjustment A through M submitted by Mr. Petroli. A. Line item transfer of 300 from 012-0504-30-5498 petty jury to 012-0504-30-8117 visiting judge salary. B, line item transfer 2300 from 012-0504-26-9095 mental commitments to 012-0504-30-5484 court appointed attorney criminals. C, a line item transfer of $100 from 01205042690500 County Petty Jurors to 01205042682006 TCDRS GTL. D, line item transfer of 150 from 01205043590070 miscellaneous to 01205043590053 administration. Correct?
Did you?
Okay, all together. Admin, judicial, region B. So the other one should be E, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Line item transfer of $700 from 01205049590080 registration fees to 01205049500 office supplies. Line item F. Line item transfer of $105 from 01205055452 to 30 supplies to 01205055451 gas and oil expense. Line item G. Line item transfer of $3 from 01205055-5230 supplies to 01205055-5105 gas and oil expense. Line item H. Line item transfer of $500 from 01205063055-50 out of county travel and $200 from 02102050630551 continuing education to 01205055715500 telephone. Line item I. Line item transfer of $1,200 from 01205063051 gas and oil expense and $500 from 01205063050000 office supplies to 01205057355500 telephone. Line item J. Line item transfer of $1,300 from 01205063051 gas and oil expense to 01205057355136 uniforms. Line item K, line item transfer of $5 from 01205064455500 out of county travel to 01205064455000 office supplies. Line item L, line item transfer of $40 from 01305000980 registration fees to 013105. Yes, because they were numbered, they were advertised wrong. Yeah, right here. That should have been all with you. Registration fees to 013050000970 miscellaneous. Any questions? For the record, from line item E, from line item G, I went to line item F with a correction of the following E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, because line item E should have been with line item D. Any questions? Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second. Second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. All right. Line item 10. Discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property number 04090519, Texas, Brooks County Independent School District versus Valle del Bosque Senior, account number 01000001602 00, lots 22 and 23, block 16, La Colonia, Mexicana Edition, in addition to the city of Alfreas, Brooks County, Texas, as described in volume page 449, official records of Brooks County, submitted by Linebarger. Any questions? There should be an amount of bid.
$500.
Yes.
Right,
Judge. Have you all reviewed all these?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, any questions? Okay, do I have a motion to approve line item 10?
Right here.
No, hold on.
Hold on?
It's just a lot.
What is that?
It's just a little, it's just a lot, right? There's no hole.
It's too lot. 22 and 23.
Yeah, but guess on 25 by 25? Porque allá en la colonia, that's...
You want to come up? If they have any questions?
Yeah. Ridiculous. They owed $11,000.
No. Yes.
Okay. And the current value of the property is
$5,000.
Huh?
They look like they have an old mobile home. Yeah. Oh, it's got an old mobile home on there. That's why the value is
$5,000.
No, the amount due for the taxes was $11,000, almost $12,000. They want to put a bid of $500.
They put a bid of $500.
The current value, yeah, is $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they owed $11,000 in taxes.
Right.
Yeah, their improvement value is $3,898 and the land value is $1,050. So it comes up to $5,000.
So we still need to give some to the district and the school.
Right.
$500, what are we going to get from there?
Well, nothing. Even if they bid $1,000, we still won't get anything.
Huh?
Zero.
Yeah. So I think, yes. You don't have to approve it. It can go back on. Were we still correct? Uh-huh. We can.
Nobody's getting nothing.
No.
You guys can reject it if you guys want. Or else we can just pass it in.
I don't have a problem. It's probably the lots are 25 by 25, and it's
a small lot.
It's on 16th Street.
Not that huge.
Yeah. You made a motion. I second.
Wait, what?
Make a motion.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
She's gotta wait.
All right.
So you're okay with $500 for this property, even though there's an old mobile home, it's a 25 by 25.
Judge, just for y'all's information, this property has been there for a long time. I mean, since maybe 2 years, and I mean, I know it's not much, but now it's going to be their responsibility to clear that up, the mobile home that is there, and then whatever that be done to that lot. So I make a motion to pass it.
To what? To pass?
To pass, yes.
To approve?
To
approve.
Motion?
Yes.
Motion to approve by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 11, discuss, consider, and act on offer to purchase tax sale property suit number 0406-01479, Texas, Brooks County, City of Alfreas, and Brooks County Independent School District versus Juan Perez, account number 051000003-00500, lot 5, block 3, Miller Brothers Edition, in addition to the town of Alfreas, Brooks County, Texas, as described in volume 102. Page 647, deed records of Brooks County, Texas.
Boulevard? 710 East Boone. That's yours.
I make the motion.
Motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Vargas, second by?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 12, discuss, consider, and act on offer to purchase tax sale property 0303-01377, Texas, Brooks County, City of Alfreas, and Brooks County Independent School District versus Vicenta Cantu, account number 02100002-00100, the north 50 feet of lots 1 and 2, Maupin, second edition, in addition to the City of Alfreas, Brooks County, Texas, as described in volume 207, page 545, official records of Brooks County, Texas. Motion.
Right here.
Motion by Martinez. Second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Why does it say a bid of $1,500 from Javier Rodriguez was approved by the taxing jurisdiction? However, Mr. Mireles withdrew his bid.
It's already been approved, but when we send him the letter to request the money from him, they never send it.
All right.
So now we've got a new bidder. So we have to cancel.
Put it back on the agenda. Yes.
You bid $100.
Now this one bid $100. But the other one, probably after they saw it, they decided that
not to purchase.
It's very small.
So that's why they didn't pay for it.
Where's this at?
Because sometimes the people just put the bids in and they don't go.
Que se queda por la calle Center.
I seen it.
Corner of Center.
He did too much with it.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
A motion already, Judge.
You did?
Yeah.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez, second. We already went through that, right? Commissioner Garza, all in motion, all in favor, yes, okay. We're at what, 33? 13, sorry, I'm looking at the numbers over here. Discuss and consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property. Seat number 14020262, Texas, Brooks County Independent School District, Brooks County and City of Alpharius versus Sandra Serna, account number 013-00000C012-00, lot 12, Box C, Rochelle Edition, in addition to the City of Alpharius, Brooks County, Texas, according to the map of plat thereof, recorded in volume 1, page 39, map records of Brooks County, Texas. Any questions?
No, that's going to be on
That's my, the 418 with Garrett?
Yes.
Yeah, that is my, that home is, isn't that home in good shape? I went by there, but I didn't see the sign.
Yeah, and Laura had put signs on the property before she left, but sometimes people take them off.
Yes.
They put them on other properties that are not even ours.
Yes, because I went by there. I think I know which house it is, but I'm not sure because there was no sign. So I don't know if to just table this or reject it.
I make the motion to pass the, to approve it. I make the motion to pass the line item number 13.
To approve it?
Yes. I don't know if the court is wishing to do
it. Do I have a motion to approve? Motion made by Commissioner Martinez. Second.
But the you don't have a picture?
Second. I have the picture from the appraisal district.
I have a second. I have a second on this.
We're still discussing it. How do you do a second?
Because I have a second. That's
we're still discussing it.
We already had the motion.
Yeah.
The motion on the table. It's been motion. It's been second.
The motion already been made.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I don't know. Olivares seconded.
Olivares seconded. Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 14, discuss, consider, and act on offer to purchase tax sale property. Suit number 04040140, Texas, Brooks County Independent School District, and Brooks County versus Jack L. Andrus, track number 1, account number 000430000900900, 8.57 acres, more or less being a 14.29% undivided interest in that certain 60-acre tracts, more or less, situated in sections 107 and 108, known as Encinal Pasture, A and B, Survey Abstract 43, Brooks County, Texas, formerly Star County, said 160 acres, being described in deed dated January 20th, 1911, from Ed G. Lassiter to Sylvester Rodriguez, recorded in Volume 11, page 295, deed records of Brooks County, Texas, save and except, however, 100 acres, more or less, said 100 acres being off of the south end, said 160 acres, and described in volume 14, page 153, deed records of Brooks County, Texas, leaving herein a residue of 60 acres more or less.
Okay, I have a question for you. This acre, is it 8.57 acres? Is that the exact acres on this?
It says more or less, according to the appraisal district, that's what it is.
And okay.
It's an undivided interest of 150 acres.
Because the current value of it is 14,116, and is the amount of it is 1,800. I'm going to reject it.
Let me ask you something, ma'am. On the undivided interest, that means that it's not divided. Like
it
this
means
is not
got 160 acres, and these acres are somewhere in between.
Oh,
you might not even have a right of way.
Right.
It's divided. I divided
the amount that they're.
It's somewhere in there, and they would have to get it platted, surveyed, and everything to figure out where the property's at because we don't know.
Rejected.
Well,
Well, they want to come back as resale again, and
I'd have to bid more money.
They can bid more, they can bid less.
Right now, it's 1800.
That's a good price. That's a good
parade acres?
Well, for something that you don't have a right of way, yes.
Well, you don't know that.
You got to have to fly in and.
You don't even
when it's undivided, it's very hard because no saben juntar. And Encino?
Encino.
In the
four?
No, rejection.
So you want to table this?
No,
reject the bid, and so no action on this, correct?
Reject. Bid rejected.
Okay.
We have to reject it.
Right.
Then I can send resell it. A letter and tell him it's bid rejected, and he gets another bid form, so he can bid higher.
Okay, rejected bid.
Thank you.
All right, line item 15. Discuss, consider, and act on offer to purchase tax sale property, suite number 04041460, Texas Brooks County Independent School District in Brooks County versus Jack L. Andrus, track number 2, account number 00715000001001.019 acres, more or less being 14.29% undivided interest in that certain 7.13 acre track, more or less situated in South Front, correct? Am I seeing that? 14527 South Rodriguez Survey, Abstract 715, Brooks County, Texas, said 7.13 acres, described in a patent dated December 13, 1943, from Coke R. Stevenson, Governor of the State of Texas, to the Silvestre Rodriguez, recorded in Volume 21, page 350, Deed Records of Brooks County, Texas. This is probably
where is this?
It's another track.
Another track, mm-hmm. But in the
it's
same
undivided interest.
Wow.
Undivided interest.
But in the same area, correct? No. No. Something else?
That's it.
Okay.
The same.
The same area. Yeah. Yes. Is this attached to the 8.5? Like it close by? You don't know? Okay. Thought I'd ask. Motion.
1 acre, $500. I don't have a problem. I don't know whose precinct is this in.
It's 3.
Mr. Olivares. Okay. Mr. Olivares, I'm sorry.
Motion made by Commissioner Olivares. Second.
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 16. Discuss, consider, and act an offer to purchase tax sale property through suit number 03020139, Texas Brooks County Independent School District and Brooks County versus Julio Gonzalez, account number 00258000024005 acres, more or less being share 4, situated in the Palo Blanco de Charco Redondo grant. Isidoro Guerra, original grantee, abstract 258. Brooks County, Texas, as described in the deed dated April 18, 1970, from Corina G. Lopez to Julio Gonzalez, recorded in Volume 85, page 199, deed of Brooks County, Texas.
I make the motion.
Motion to approve by Commissioner Vargas. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 17, discuss, consider, and act on offer to purchase tax sale property, suit number 11120958, Texas Brooks County Independent School District and Brooks County versus Frank Cloyd, Albin E. Chovanic, John J. Cloyd, John Cloyd, Jr., Rosemary Cloyd, Ulbridge, Maxine Cloyd, mm-hmm. and Francis Cloyd Wooster, account number 0610000200750. 5 acres, more or less, being Farm Track 75, Block 20, Burton and Danwood, subdivision of La Parrita Ranch, Brooks County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof, recorded in Cabinet A, Slide 92, plat records of Brooks County, Texas.
I'll make the motion.
Motion to approve by Commissioner Vargas. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 18, discuss, consider, and act on offer to purchase tax sale property, suit number 04090152 6, Texas, Brooks County, Brooks County Independent School District, and City of Los Frios versus Belinda Valdemar, count number 05-00001501200, lot 12, block 15, Miller Brothers Edition, in addition to the City of Los Frios, Brooks County, Texas, as described in volume 34, page 334, deed records of Brooks County, Texas. Do I have a motion to approve?
Lamar, that's yours.
Motion to approve by Vargas, second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 19, discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property, suit number 13050209, Texas, Brooks County Independent School District, Brooks County, and City of Alfredo versus Susana Sainz, account number 02950000200500, the north one half of lot 5, block 2, original town site of Alfredo, Brooks County, Texas, as described in volume 259, page 47, deed records of Brooks County, Texas. Do you have motion to approve?
Motion right here.
Motion by Vargas, second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 20, discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property, suit number 09110148, Texas, Brooks County Independent School District, Brooks County, and City of Alfredo versus Oscar R. Vela, account 02975008201600, 7,000 square feet out of lot 82, original town site, to the City of Alfredo, Brooks County, Texas, as described in volume 162, page 379, official records of Brooks County, Texas. Do I have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 21, discuss, consider an act, an offer to purchase tax sale property, seat number 09020108, Texas, Brooks County Independent School District, Brooks County, and City of Alfredo versus Juan Huerta Garcia and Juan G. Huerta Jr., account number 01300000C00801, lot 8, block C, Rochelle Edition, in addition to the town of Alfredo, Brooks County, Texas, as described in volume 18, page 55, deed records of Brooks County, Texas, save and except, however, the north one half of set lot 8, as described in volume 56, page 403, deed records of Brooks County, Texas. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 22, discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property, seat number 06050169, Texas, Brooks County, City of Alfredo, and Brooks County Independent School District versus Brunilda G. Hernandez, account number 01300000F011, lot 11, block F, Rachel Edition, town of Alfredo, Brooks County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof, recorded in volume 1, page 39, map records of Brooks County, Texas. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second?
Right here.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 23, discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property, suit number 10060185875, Texas, Brooks County Independent School District, Brooks County and the City of Alfredo versus Carlos Gonzalez, account number 02100001000600, lot 6, block 1, Maupin, second edition, original town site to the City of Alfredo, Brooks County, Texas, as described in volume 101, page 541, deed records of Brooks County, Texas. Do I have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 24, discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property, suit number 10-0601896, Texas, Brooks County Independent School District, and Brooks County versus Carlos Vela and Ileana Vela, account number 00970000500001.22 acres, more or less, being a portion of Tract 2 of the partition of Share 9, La Encantada Grant, J.M. and L. Chapa Survey, Abstract 97, Brooks County, Texas, as described in deed dated January 30th, 2004, from Filimon Rangel III, in volume 243, page 518, official records of Brooks County, Texas. Motion.
Motion.
Motion by Olivares. Second?
Here.
Second by Garza and Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 25, discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property, suit number 09050183 to Texas Brooks County Independent School District, City of Alfreas in Brooks County versus Paula L. De Martinez and Manuel Martinez Jr., account number 0395-0000-60700, lot 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, block 6, Juan B. Ramirez subdivision, in addition to the town of Alfreas, Brooks County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof, recorded in volume A, page 43, map records of Brooks County, Texas. Do I have a motion to approve?
Okay, this is the fire department, Judge?
Yes.
Ruben, okay. This is what I want to address the court. The fire department is a 501, C501. They're a non-profit organization. And they're trying to purchase this land. But what I want to recommend to the court is that we don't want for them to pay for the land. So I think we need to reject this. Take it to the county attorney, see if we can donate the property to the fire department for a dollar, whatever has to be done, but I don't want them to for them to put a bid for the amount of $5,000. That's me as a core member of the court, and them being the fire department, and they're volunteers, so I don't think we should let them pay for some property next to the fire department. If the commissioner has a better idea than mine, share it with us, but I really don't want them to
to pay. But I think we might have
just
to
donate this land to the fire department.
The attorney and see if
it's happened in the past where something like this gone on, and all the three entities are going to have to approve. If this falls in the city, then it could be the city, the school, and the county. As long as all of you three agree, they would submit a bid for $1, $100,
right,
whatever y'all want. It has to be submitted with a bid so
yes,
that we can remove the past year's
sure
taxes.
Okay.
So, but all of y'all have to agree. So if you all want to talk to the others and then let us know.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no problem.
Another, everybody has to agree, and
yeah,
I'm still going to have to put it through every agenda.
Right.
The commissioner's meeting and the school board. They approve, then we'll do it.
What I can do as a member of this court, get with the county attorney and see what advice he can share with me, and then he can get with this Ruben Ramirez, the one that's in charge of the fire department, and then let them go and do their presentation to the city and the school district. But I know that they have to, at least for a dollar, we have
right
to sell it for a dollar.
Yes.
So bid rejected. Right?
Yes, rejected.
All right. Line item 26.
Thank
discuss,
you.
Discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property, suit number 050501617, Texas Brooks County Independent School District and City of Alfreas versus Leonardo G. Martinez, account number 01300000C00200, lot 2, block C, Rachel Edition, in addition to the City of Alfreas, Brooks County, Texas, as described in volume 1, page 308, deed records of Brooks County, Texas. Do you have a motion to approve?
It's a vacant lot, yes.
Motion by Martinez. Second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 27. Discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property. Suit number 04120501569, Texas, Brooks County, Brooks County Independent School District and City of Alfreas versus Maria Garcia Gonzalez Pena. Account number 01300000K00600, the west one half of lot 5 and all of lot 6, block K, Rachel Edition, town of Alfreas, Brooks County, Texas, as described in volume 40, page 232, deed records of Brooks County, Texas. Do I have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez. Second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 28. Discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property, suit number 08010173, Texas, City of Alfreas, Brooks County Independent School District in Brooks County versus Emilio Rosas, account number 01300000B00100, lot 1, block B, Rachel Edition, addition to the City of Alfreas, Brooks County, Texas, as described in volume 77, page 207, deed records of Brooks County, Texas. Motion.
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 29, discuss, consider an act on offer to purchase tax sale property, suit number 05060-1630, Texas, City of Alfreas, Brooks County Independent School District in Brooks County versus Simon Trevino, track number 2, account number 01300-000B01300, Lot 13, Block B, Rachel Edition, Brooks County, Texas, as described in Volume 35, page 39, Deed Records of Brooks County, Texas. Do I have a motion?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Did I do all of them? Okay. Do I have line item 39? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second? Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion to approve.